Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, developers, and all software people who want to create best quality software. My name is Richie. I'm a software quality coach, author, and keynote speaker, and happy to bring you an episode live from the HUSDEV Conference 2025 in Budapest. HUSDEV is one of the greatest conferences I've ever been to. Top quality talks, amazing people, and that unique mix of friendly and intense atmosphere you only find at truly great events. If you have ever get the chance, go there. Seriously, you will love it. My guest today is Tibor Csöndes. He is really deep in software testing and software quality since decades. He was there at the birth of HUSDEV and attended every single conference since then. He's also done a very intense work with the ISTQB and the Hungarian Testing Board. And I'm very happy that he joined the episode here too. We talked about the role of testers from the past to the present and to the future. What changed in the last 30 years? What is still the same? And what do we testers need to learn for the future when dealing with AI and all the other stuff in our complex software world? And now, enjoy the episode. Hi, Tibor. Great to have you on the show here.
Hi, Richie. I am very glad that I am here and I can talk to you. So I heard a lot of good things about your podcasts.
Oh, that's very kind.
I was waiting to be part of it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
very kind of you that you invited me.
It's great to have you here because we are here in the HUSDEV. It's such an amazing conference. I like it so much. My first time here, and I'm so amazed about the people here, the content of the speeches and all the stuff, all the people. And yeah, you are one very, very person who built all this up here.
Yeah, so. Thank you so much for your positive attitude and good feedback. Yeah, I was part of it almost from the beginning. So yeah. I was participated as a presenter, and I'm presenting something from my company. I'm representing my company 15 years ago, in 2011. Tamás Tökkert was the organizer and conference chair in that time. So that was my first HUSDEV.
Ah, okay,
and after 2 years, I take the ownership on the PC share, and I had some idea how to improve it, how to make it much more relevant for the testers, and how to make it more international. And I think that was the main idea, that we wanted to present something, we wanted to build a community.
And I
think after 15 years, we are almost there, but we always have to learn something and have to improve something year by year. So that's what we are doing. So thank you so much again.
It's great. It's great here. I like it. I like the level of content, of good quality content, and also the familiar spirit, the community here. It's very, very nice.
thank you so much.
We want to talk about, you are also a long time in the testing area, and about over 20 years now, you're doing testing and all this stuff, and know a lot of roles and people and how it evolves. And we want to take a look about how did the tester role and the career changes in this last year, and maybe what's coming into the future. So let's start. Let's get into it.
So I am in the testing industry more than 25 years, almost 30. So when I was a student at the university, that was my profession. So I studied some testing, and I had my mentor and consultant who also worked in testing. So that's what happened when I started. And later I joined to my company, which is Ericsson, and there was a PhD student and was part of research activities, and we built together with my colleague a testing tool, a test automation tool. So from my early career, I was in testing, and testing was meant for me test automation. So you know that I am coming from the telco industry, and in telco industry, I think the test automation came into the picture a little bit earlier than other industries, because you can do something in manually, but there was very well-defined protocol descriptions 25, 30 years ago, and it was very evident to do an automated testing and not manual testing. Mm-hmm. So that's what how I remember in that at that time. And my, as I remember in that time, it was very much divided that who is a tester and who is a developer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was somewhere between them because of this research background, because we created a tool and do some research in testing, but it was connecting to development also. So that was my feeling, that I saw that there was some contradiction between testers and developers, but finally, and fortunately, I did not really feel that one, because I was some kind of glue between the two parts, and it was really good.
Oh, great to hear that, because today we say, okay, we have to work together with testers and developers, but you had this idea 20 years ago. It's great.
I think that was my mission. Mm-hmm. 20 something years ago, that we have to break this long distances and bridges, and we have to connect them to each other, and let's work together. And nowadays is better. I don't say that it's everywhere everywhere is working, but I see progress in that one in the last 20-25 years ago.
So what do you think, what are things that changed in this 25 years for the testers, or is it still the same what we are doing?
It's different and same. So I think that we have different tools. So and usually the tool is very important. What tools do we have? In the late 90s, we have a lot of programming languages, not such we have today, but and some tools. But you know that the tools was produced by vendors, so not there was not so many tools. But nowadays we have better tools. So for example, I have a good example for that one. I see now in my career three evolution of AI or model-based testing, or what, how we called it earlier, 25 years ago, we called it CAT-G. Maybe you heard the acronym. It's called computer-aided test generation.
Yeah.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
And it was gone.
Yeah.
After 10 years, model-based testing came into the picture. Yeah. We worked a lot on it. We had new tools, so that inspired the evolution that we had another tools which was able to do model-based testing. But I think it was not so successful that was expected, because the tools and the theory behind the tools was so complex that we cannot put it into the industry and it was very hard to introduce into the large organizations. And now the next step is the AI, and I think that AI is better because it's much more widely used, so more testers can use it, much easier to use it, much more understandable. But I don't say that maybe it will change everything.
Yeah.
So I think that we will need, testers will need behind the tool. It was happened 25 years ago, 15 years ago, and I'm sure that now this is the same situation.
Yeah.
We are testers, we have knowledge, we have to improve our knowledge, and there are tools which is changing, and the tools is better and better and can help us.
Yeah.
But help us and not replace us.
Yeah. I think what you mentioned with AI is that we as testers have now, it gets easier to understand something. We can ask, we can put in requirements and reflect it with the AI, or building a model out of it more easier than in former times where we have clicked through all the complex tools. So I think it's getting easier as a tool for us to use, but we have to take care of the thinking process too.
Yeah. I think that we always need to think.
Yeah.
So as a tester, you have critical thinking, and it's always necessary to put into your job, and it's necessary. You know that if you are using a tool and the technology, you always have to think through that, how could you scale up it for a large organization?
Yeah.
And we don't really know that how it will work with AI. I think that the situation now is better than 15 years ago, because the tools are much more evident and everybody can use it.
Yeah.
So I believe that it will change our work, but I don't believe that it will take our job.
Yeah.
No, it will not take our job. job. So I think that those testers will take our job who are using AI from those who don't use AI.
Yeah, yeah.
So I recommend to learn use AI, and I recommend to learn everything. So what, for example, you can participate conferences like Gustav, or you can go for courses, online courses, face-to-face courses. Learn about testing theory, because it's very important. The AI maybe don't really know the testing theory.
Yeah.
You as a tester should know the architecture, should know that what you want to do, how to build up your testing infrastructure. Mm. And the AI will help, will assist you.
Yeah.
And will help to do the scripts, and then we'll have everything to be finalized. But the theory is coming from the testers.
That's true. Yeah, you mentioned the learning part, and since when you are in this area for 25 years, you always saw the beginning and the rise of ISTQB, of the certification and standardizations. What is your personal opinion about the impact of the ISTQB and all the standardization efforts? Did they work well for the testers? It is a good foundation, or is it just a part of the career path? What do you think?
My personal opinion that the biggest thing in the ISTQB job is the common language. That, you know, I mentioned that when I started, there was different groups, testers, developers, different industries, and they everybody did some kind of testing. But the ISTQB standard designed that and gave us a common language. And nowadays, everybody know that what is a test strategy, who is a test manager, and I think it's very important. That's the main thing. And nowadays, yes, ISTQB is also changing, so introducing a lot of special model, specialist models or modules, and you can go to that direction which is very close to you.
Yeah.
And what I start mention that in ISTQB, I like that we are coming from different industries.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I came from telco. Telco is a very closed industry. We are testing in 20 something years ago. I started, for example, in ETSI, the European Telecommunication Standardization Institute, and we had different acronyms. We have different theory, which was very much based on protocols and telecommunication protocols. Mm. But when I joined to ISTQB, I saw that we have very similar things, but sometimes we use a different language, different acronyms, but the idea behind it is the same.
Yeah. It's I think it's one like to have the same speech, like to have the same vocabulary to talk about what we are doing there in the quality industry and in the testing industry. Yeah, and I think learning when I talk to you, I realize that learning is a very important part of what you see in testing and for your career, also building the Hustef as one learning platform too to get learned from each other. What do you think a tester nowadays should learn? What are skills we have to deal with in the next years?
So now I can answer as a people manager. You know that Ericsson, I am a people manager, and usually I got this question that Tibor, what should I learn?
Yeah.
And I think we have to divide the different learning for the technical part and other the people people part. So in technical part, I think everybody should know the basics.
Yeah.
This is the foundation. Then you should know that where you are, in which industry, I think is good. It's also very good if you learn automation, because automation is coming, and which is evident the AI, because AI can help you in any cases. If you are in automation, if you are in non-automated area, then you should learn that one. So that's my suggestion. And if we speak about the non-technical part, you need a special ability about communication, as we all know, that how to convince.
Yeah.
You know that usually you will present the bad news, and you have to know that how to present the bad news, because the bad news is, does not mean that you are the bad guy. Maybe you are the good guy who can find a real bug which can destroy your company or your product later. So that's what you have to do. So I think that the communication skill is also important, personal skills, and the critical thinking that... I know a lot of testers here. Yeah. If you look around, there are testers, and I think we have some common language. So I like to speak them because we're thinking in a similar way, and that's what we have to strengthen. That how can we find bugs? How can we think if we see something in everywhere in our life?
Mm-hmm. So well, what I hear is that all the soft skills they still. Be there. We have to learn them and improve them for ourselves, the communication skills, critical thinking, maybe even more now in the AI world. But the tools, they are changing. So we learn new tools, we learn something new, some new techniques. But it's like it was every year before. So there were new tools and we have to learn them. So
I think that we should learn the ability of learn. That how can you, so now today you don't know that what will happen in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You don't know. Maybe there will be a lot of new languages, a lot of new tools, new techniques. But if you are open, if you have the ability to learn something new and you are open for that, it will be okay. And I think we need to start it. So in ISTQB and in Hungarian Testing Board, we also start this journey. So we know that we have to improve ourselves always. And now we hear, for example, in the conference, we present a new tool, which is connected to the ISTQB practical tester. So this is a AI-based tool. So you can learn and take the exam within the same tool. You can start using it, answer for the question. You can learn everything, and finally when you feel that okay, I am ready, then you can take the exam from the same tool, and the AI behind it will help you to learn it. It will correct you, and I think it's an evolutionary thing. But as I mentioned, it's a help, it's a tool. So always the people, the tester is behind it. So for that one, it's necessary your critical thinking, your ability for testing, your open mind approach and everything. But the AI will help you to learn better, faster, and more efficient.
That's great that you mentioned that, because what I see when the Hungarian Testing Board, when I see it from, I know a little bit the ISTQB, it's what I like is that you have on the one side the learning with the syllables, with all the standards, but also have the community part to learn from the community. And I think this is very special in the ISTQB, and from my perspective, that Hungary, that you have started it here with this community approach a long time ago, and now we have such learning platforms like the HUSTEF and so here.
We very much believe in community. So if you look around here, more than 10 people is here from the board, from the Hungarian Testing Board, helping us at our booth, helping us in the organization of the conference. And this is the same in the ISTQB world, that in the Hungarian Testing Board is involved a lot of working groups. We involved almost every reviews. So I guess that 10-20% of the reviews is coming from our board. So we are everywhere. And we are coming from a relatively small country, less than 10 million people. And maybe we have the biggest community in ISTQB and here in HUSTEF. So that's our aim, and that's, we believe in it, that we can build something which we think together and can motivate others within the group.
That's so true. Since you're so long with the HUSTEF and all the testing stuff, do you have one big wish you want to see in on HUSTEF or in this community, which happens next year or in 2 years or in 5 years? Do you have such an idea what you want to see here?
We're thinking a lot. So that nowadays world is changing, and we need some answers for that one. In case of HUSTEF, I think we have to continue the journey and should be much more international. I think now we are really good. So we think that we are in the top three conferences in Europe. Some guys here, and I believe them, they said that, oh, you are the best. It's very personal. So, but thank you for those guys who say that. Officially, I think that I can say that we are in the top three. That's it. And maybe we want to strengthen it. We want to be more open, involve more guys into our community, because Hustef is really a community. It's not only a conference, it's a community. And within the board, we are open for other activities also, which also build a community. For example, now we are working on a testing hackathon, or so-called testathon, and we start discussing it, how can we do that one, because it's also build a community, and maybe we can call those guys and involve those guys who was not part of our community till now, because not everybody like to come to a conference or be in a standardization or be in IST could be working group, but maybe like to do test automation during the night because it's a fun. So we would like to be more open and include them. So that's my vision, that in within 5 years, 10 years, we want to be almost everywhere, which is testing. So if somebody says software testing, this is HTB. That should be in Hungary.
A great vision. So we have the two call to actions here for the Hungarian people who want to join the community, come to the Hungarian testing board. And for all international people, do the call for paper and come here to the Hustef next year.
We are absolutely open. So please submit to the Hustef, and you can join to the Hungarian testing board. You know that we have three-level membership, that the first one is a so-called community, and everybody could be part of the community. So if somebody thinking that, okay, I want to be the community of the Hungarian testing board, let's ask us, we will put him or her on the mailing list, and we'll got a lot of requests that, okay, we are looking for a guide to this project or this project, or for example some translation or some review, and then step by step he or she can learn and can be much more in the community, in the Hungarian board. So and later can be a member, a full member of the board. So that's how we are thinking.
Yeah, great. So hopefully we can now attract some people who join this community.
I do hope that all people can join. And here in Hustef it's also possible. So usually a lot of people coming our booth, visiting us and asking that, hey guys, how can we part of your job? For example, how can we part of the organization of Hustef next year? And we are absolutely open for that one.
Great to hear that. Tibor, thank you very much that you joined here the show, that you gave your experiences of the last 25 plus years in software testing career, and about the learning stuff and what changed in this testing career and the testing role. Thank you very much that I can be here at the conference. And
thank you very much for coming. So it's a great pleasure that you are here. Thank you so much.
Hopefully we can do it next year too. Maybe we will see.
We'll see. So we are absolutely open. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tibor. Thank you.